America, Horse with No Name, Jason's classic cut on a Tuesday, 10:07. A rather nonsensical song by America, by the way. The lyrics don't make a lot of sense, but it's never bothered me. You know, it's just, yeah, don't really know what the hell he's talking about, but that's okay. No, I like that song. Sister Golden Hair, another good America tune. They had interesting lyrics. America had interesting lyrics, but a very good sound. I have to share this with you because earlier I said, for the most part, the mainstream media is kind of tacitly implying that the bitterly cold weather that's gripping much of the United States might be caused by global warming. Liberal moonbat blogger for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, James Rowan, goes all in on this. And here we go. The political environment. He is a political writer and environmental consultant who's had careers in journalism and public service. Here he goes. We're getting to know all about the polar vortex. Milwaukee was stuck at 13 below this morning with a chill factor of minus 41. But a similar phenomenon took place last year, and a leading scientist says it's appearing more often. No, it isn't, as a matter of fact. It isn't. The event began exactly 1 year ago. The phenomenon known as sudden stratospheric warming event started on January 6th, but it's something that is just beginning to have an effect on weather patterns across North America and Europe. Sudden stratospheric warming events take place in about half of all Northern Hemisphere winters, and they've been occurring with increasing frequency during the past decade, possibly related to the loss of Arctic sea ice due to global warming. Arctic sea ice declined to its smallest extent on record in September of 2012. Do you know, we hear that all the time. We hear that. Remember, the Arctic was going to be an open ocean by 2008. I know that sounds contradictory and conservative. Climate change denying radio talk show squawkers will mock it with closed minds from sealed studios. But here is the scientific argument made in the link referenced by a leading scientist, and it's well worth considering. For reasons I don't think we fully understand, the changes in the circulation that happen in the stratosphere can descend down all the way to the Earth's surface, said director of seasonal forecasting at da-da-da-da-da. And then they go into explain. As the polar stratosphere warms, high pressure builds. Okay. Jason says, we have sealed studios here, yeah, trying to keep the cold out. It's freezing in here. It's 71.6 degrees in here. Well, that's what the thing says. I didn't just make that up. It's 71.6 degrees in here, but it does feel cold. I'll tell you what. My house also said it was 70 degrees last night. It's freezing. It's really cold. It's hard. I mean, it's buildings are made for this kind of. After all, it is, you know, the people who built this building, they didn't have global warming in mind. If they had global warming in mind, they would have realized how cold it will get. Look, I said this earlier. Arctic air masses have been coming down to the middle latitudes forever. Do you realize how pathetic it is when you blame bitter cold on global warming? Why do you think they started calling it climate change? So they could do this crap. So they could say, oh, no, this is never. You would think, by gosh, you would think this is the first time Wisconsin ever experienced this. Do you know how incredibly idiotic that is? We have had this. We will have this. We've had it before. We'll have it again. Yes. Now, it is due to the way they describe it, that you have a shifting of the air and that you have warmer air than normal on the polar cap that pushes the Arctic air down. But to suggest that this hasn't happened many, many, many times before is just ridiculous. And it will happen again. There have been Arctic air masses in the middle latitudes for as long as the phrase middle latitude has existed. and it will continue to happen. By the way, getting lost in all of this is there has not been global warming for 15 years. By the way, I must tell you, and I probably shouldn't, this is talking out of school. I listened to one of our company's radio stations yesterday. I'm not going to say what market it's in. We have a liberal and a conservative on now in an afternoon drive show. And they were debating this, and I just, you know, I got to be careful because I shouldn't stick my nose in. But it was driving me crazy, the things the liberal was getting away with. By the way, we have to have McFeely on this week. We just have to. Jason's like, we will go to Fargo if we have to. Hey, Mike, how's the weather in Fargo this week? Hell of a lot colder than here. They are trying to baffle you with bull bleep because they think you'll fall for it. There hasn't been global warming in 15 years. That's not me. That's their side saying that. And they're trying to come up with these lame-o excuses for saying it. The conservative in the debate that I heard yesterday brought that up. And the liberals said, where'd you hear that? The Blaze? No, the New York Times, actually. But this is just, it's just so frustrating. By the way, a virtual miracle has occurred, Jason. I haven't had a snow thrower for 3 weeks now, and we haven't had any snow. They still apparently have not gotten the part for my snow thrower. They told me it would be a week. That was on December 15th. It'll be 3 weeks tomorrow. Now we kind of have to think about this. I don't have my snow thrower, and we haven't gotten snow. So should I maybe never pick up my snow thrower? Should I, in fact, start paying them rent? Here, hang on to it till June. I figured if this happened, I figured we would have gotten 3 feet of snow by now. We had one significant storm that I did have to shovel since I didn't, and by significant, 6 to 8 inches, since I didn't have a snow thrower. I figured that was going to happen every 36 hours for as long as I didn't have a snow thrower. I was just sure of it. In fact, after that one, we really haven't had any appreciable snow. I do need to see what the deal is. It's just the cable that, the auger cable. Those can't be that hard to find. I mean, it's going on 3 weeks. I wasn't counting on that. And I called last week. We'll tell you when it's done. Yeah, that could be June. I'm kind of thinking before then. Here's the thing. I mean, I know they're swamped this time of year. I get that. What he was saying is they haven't gotten the part. Where is it coming from? I don't know. I need to follow up on that today. Is it in the Arctic? Has it been lost in the polar vortex? These and other questions will be answered in our next... Never mind. All right. I'll get to some other stuff here in 3 minutes. Including, speaking of the media, 5 minutes. Sorry, I blew up. And I said 5 minutes when it was 3 minutes before. See, I'm like off because of the cold. In 5 minutes, speaking of the media distorting things, they've distorted something political, which we'll get to in 5 minutes. It's 10:16.
Jerry Bader Show.